that will be going up, orbiting Jupiter, visiting the moons. European Space Agency has a similar type mission called JUICE that has just launched recently from French Guiana. That's now on its way to Jupiter. That will eventually not only visit the moons, that will eventually go into orbit around Ganymede. A lot of things going on, and NASA will be into exploration. You know, that's what they want to pour that money into. And also, you know, things on Earth. It's the National Aeronautics and Aviation Administration. You know, the aviation part, they're still involved with that. They want to get this. They want to get this this one flight. They call it Quest, or X-59. It's just a plane, but it's going to be flying faster than the speed of sound, and they're designing it where they're hoping it doesn't make a sonic boom, or if it does, it won't be noticeable on Earth. You know, we just had that the other day where a plane was flying to Ronkonkoma, out west, and they were getting nervous that this thing was going to go to Washington, D.C. And they scrambled a couple of fighter jets, I think F-16s, and they flew out. And on their way, there was sound barriers. The sound barrier was broken, and people heard it all across the whole path of where these jets were flying. Now, could you imagine developing a plane? They've been at this for years. That go faster than the speed of sound and not making a noise like that. You know, I mean, that's what they do. You know, NASA is just more than shooting rockets up in the air. Although that's the main thing I look at. Any comments? WS2N.
I'm KW.
No other comments? Somebody say something.
I'm 2KW.
Oh, okay. I just heard a tail end of it. Okay. I missed the prefix, but it's 2KW. Go ahead.
And this is Al, November 2, Kilo Whiskey. I don't understand how an object can break the sound barrier and not make a sonic boom. That doesn't make sense to me. Can you explain that?
Well, I don't know I know what they're trying to do. I've seen this thing under construction. It's almost ready. I think they're going to try it by the end of this year. But at the X-59, if you look it up, the engine is located, I believe, on top, and that's one way to, you know, kind of keep it quiet, because the way the air comes across the front wings and the back wings won't be interrupted by the engine or something. So, you know, we'll see. And this is a test vehicle. If it works, you know, NASA is open source. Big companies will come running. There's one company called Boom that's trying to do this, a private company. And it's a weird name for a company that wants to break the speed of sound. Boom, B-O-O. Boom, B-O-O-M. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I sure can't explain it. They've run a million different tests, and they believe it could work. The thing has been under construction for like the last year and a half at the Skunk Pits in Lockheed. Well, we'll see. Back to you.
Okay, well, I don't understand. I don't think that the current boom has anything to do with the engine. I think if you had a paper airplane that ripped the speed of sound, it would make a sonic boom. But, alright. Well, we'll see. But it all comes out in the wash, whatever. I don't understand, and maybe I'll never understand. Back to that.
I agree with you. I don't understand it either. But, I mean, you know, you hit, you know, roughly 700 miles an hour, you know, depending on the atmosphere, you know, the humidity and the pressure and all, and you're going to create a sonic boom. And but they're saying this design, the shape, the pointy nose on the thing, and it might work. They think it's going to work, and my guess is if they've gone as far as they have, it probably will work. And then, you know, I'm sure there'll be multiple tests, you know, and if it don't work, they'll probably take the thing and, you know, strip out the parts and, you know, use it for something else. I agree. It's very hard to see how something's going to go faster than the speed of sound and nothing's going to happen. I just read an article about, you know, the speed of sound on Earth with these people that have raced, you know, 600 miles an hour, and then they eventually, one guy, the sound barrier, got over 700 miles an hour on Earth. But it hasn't been done, they said, since, I think they said 1999. I think it's a little difficult to do on Earth. These are rocket-propelled vehicles. Any other comments? I'm gonna close. It's 11:07 already. Wow. This WS2N for this space time report for the Technado.
Thank you, KW, again.
And to KW, yes, you have it.
Okay. As far as I know, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in school. I'm 74 years old, but I think the speed of sound is 1,090 feet per second plus 2 times the temperature in degrees Celsius, 1090 plus 2T, I believe. And the expansion has absolutely nothing to do with the engine. It's just like thunder and lightning. You know, you get the lightning bolt, and it's faster than sound, and it displaces the air, and then the air rushes in to fill where the vacuum is, because nature abhors the vacuum, and you get a boom, and that's thunder. So, you know, I thought I understood it, and I understand how you could break the speed of sound and not have a sonic boom. I just don't understand that. Over.
Okay. Well, I haven't figured it out myself. So, but I do read about it quite a bit. Once in a while, on the NASA site, they'll have an update on the X-59 Quest, the Quest vehicle, Q-U-E. S-S-T is the way they spell it. Q-U-E-S-S-T. So, you know, I mean, I remember seeing it at an early stage when they were working on it, and then another, I don't know, a couple months later, and last I saw it, they had a nose, you know, the nose on it, and the wings are on it, and like it's ready to go. So, hopefully by the end of the year I'll find out if NASA wasted their time or not. I hope not. Thanks for the input. I'm going to go to Roy. We usually stay here until around 11 o'clock. AC2GS, this is WS2N for the SpaceNet report with the TechNet. We'll be on again tomorrow night for the Club InfoNet. And that's always on these repeaters. Followed by Stop and Shop. So we'll do that. And Newsline. is busy time Monday night. Nobody talked about the ham fair, was it? Like today? Back to you, Russ.
AC2GS. Yeah, no one ever talks about events on the technical net. I have to, I guess, bring it up more often. It's my understanding that X-59 does not do away with sonic booms. It generates multiple small shockwave areas that don't collectively positively reinforce, so the idea is to muffle them a little bit. But they still do produce sonic booms, from my understanding.
I kind of thought I was mentioning that in the beginning, that trying to, they can't eliminate it, but instead of a big boom down on Earth, what you hear will be like a light thud is what they're predicting, where it might not even be noticeable. Back to you, Russ.
Yeah, they kind of take the same volume but spread it out a little bit, make it a little bit less obvious, but I think people will still notice it to one degree or another. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you for all you do for the technical net, for the science stuff, for the SpaceNet report, and all you do for the club. I appreciate it, and we all do. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. You guys make or break a technical net, so thanks for showing up. We'll be doing this again next Sunday night at 8 p.m., so scribble it on your calendar if you still own one. Let me throw out the usual quotes from Dick K2RIW. Be kind to each other. Always good advice. Epictetus, the famous Roman philosopher. It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open. Open to inquiry. Learn something new every day. It's a nice way to keep your brain young. Well, our rebels now are done, gentlemen. This is AC2GS calling a close to this episode of the Limark Technical Net. Be safe, be well, and come back next week. And as always, Slava Ukraine. AC2GS clear.
Okay, 73 boy. Have a good night. I'm looking at my ARRL calendar that I get every year. Back to you.
And I say, Slava to Ukraine, and the answer is Gerion Slava, which is glory to the heroes. Thank you.